Come on.
Sooner than we think. Lord only knows. I mean, what do you know? Maybe you know something I don't know. Good evening. Jeff Bennett with a Tuesday night installment of The Edge of Your Pocketbook. I don't know. News doesn't get any better. Saw something on Facebook the other night. It showed a bunch of pigs out in the farm next to the pen. The claim is that a group of four or five pigs can eat a dead body in 8 minutes. I guess they'll be better filled up than we will. I mean, the food supply chain is breaking. We're being warned daily that meat shortages are imminent. Now, let's be honest. We've been seeing this at Wally World and your other local grocery stores for a couple of months now anyway. You go in there, you can't find ground meat. I said, so to buy a roast, have it ground up. Of course, who knows where the meat's coming from? When meat processing facilities began shutting down because of this plandemic, we were initially told not to worry because the facilities that were still operating normally would be able to make up the difference. But as I've been sharing with you, a lot has changed, my friends. Even the mainstream media is beginning to use the phrases meat shortages. We're being told to brace for supply chain disruptions all over America. Maybe any shortages will only last for a few months. A few months? My God, summer's coming. What are people going to do with the empty barbecue? There was a massive farm that the claim was there were 300,000 chickens on this farm. They produce eggs. They get their heads cut off and get all their feathers taken off, and they're sold at KFC. I'm being a little facetious, but There's an old joke the kids have told me for years that special chickens are being raised for Kentucky Fried Chicken that have no heads and they have no feathers and all this other nonsense. And, you know, who cares? A few months. So a farm of 300,000 chickens burned up. Boy, you talk about fried chicken. Whew. Look what's happening to the milk. We've talked about that well over a month ago. All of this are just more examples that shows how exceedingly vulnerable our entire system has become. Makes you wonder what's going to happen once a crisis even worse than this comes along. So in today's extremely litigious environment, big corporations are going to exercise an abundance of caution when it comes to COVID-19. And we've already seen that just a handful of confirmed cases can shut down an entire food processing facility for weeks. And as a result of all the shutdowns that have already taken place, Bloomberg is warning that, now we're not talking about the short guy, you know, his operation. Bloomberg's warning we're dangerously close to meat shortages. Plant shutdowns leaving the U.S. dangerously close to meat shortages as the virus outbreaks now spread to suppliers across the Americas. Almost a third of U.S. pork capacity is down. The first big poultry plants closed last Friday. Experts warning that domestic shortages are just weeks away. Brazil, the world's number one shipper of chicken and beef, saw its first major closure with the halt of a poultry plant owned by JBS SA. The world's largest meat company. Key operations are also down in Canada, the latest being a British Columbia poultry plant. I mean, whoever imagined we'd be talking about meat shortages during the first half of 2020? My friends, things change, and how rapidly. Last Friday, Smithfield Foods announced the closure of a fifth meat processing facility. If my memory serves me correctly, Smith is owned by the Chinese anyway. They closed amid the coronavirus pandemic, company's fifth facility to discontinue operations this month alone as a result of this illness. According to Smithfield, a significant supplier of the global meat market, the company has stalled production on a rolling basis since April the 19th, Patriots Day, out of an abundance of caution for employees at their St. Charles, Illinois facility, a place I'm very familiar with. And on that same day, Hormel announced the closure of two major turkey plants. Their subsidiary shut down a pair of Jenny O turkey plants after reporting some employees had tested positive for COVID-19. The company said 14 employees out of about 1,200 workers at the two Wilmar plants had tested positive for the virus. And then even more chilling, on Sunday, Tyson Foods actually ran a full-page ad in the New York Times in which they admitted the food supply chain is breaking. Yeah, they didn't mince words in this full-page New York Times spread. They warned the food supply is breaking. Okay, that's just a repeat, you know. As pork and beef and chicken plants are being forced to close, even for short periods of time, millions of pounds of meat will disappear from the supply chain. That according to John Tyson, chairman of the board of Tyson Foods. As a result, there will be a limited supply of our products available in grocery stores until we are able to reopen our facilities that are currently closed. In the interim, what does that mean? The farmers have to kill their livestock and bury them? You remember the movie HUD? And that's pretty much what happened. They had cattle, if I'm not mistaken, that were affected with a virus of some form. And, you know, here's HUD, Paul Newman. His younger brother, played by, I can see him, but I can't think of his name. And I think he was the kid that was also in Shane some years before. And the old man. And you know, they're just getting by doing their thing with their cattle ranching, et cetera, et cetera. It wasn't huge, but it was what made their money and brought it in. And the health people came by and detected there was a virus of some kind, and they literally had to bring in heavy-duty equipment, dig a giant hole, and kind of drive the cattle all down there. They had a bunch of guys that just shot them all. Is that what we're facing today? Is that what the farmers of America are going to have to do with the chickens and the pigs and the cattle, etc.? And we're going to then have to rely on other countries to pray God, have food to ship us? Is that what it's come to? Or was that the real reason that places like Burger King and Denny's came out with their meatless burgers. Maybe they got something else in mind. Now, I realize that's quite conspiratorial, but don't you always find it funny that they seem to come up with resolve for an issue before the issue ever happens? Look, the truth is, the head of Tyson Foods would not be talking the way he did if things were not serious. There are those who believe things will be better by the end of the year, but for now, we should expect significant meat shortages in the grocery stores for, well, somebody says several months. I think he's being very optimistic. For some portions of the supply chain, the shortages are already here. One expert is warning that restaurants could be out of fresh ground beef in a week. Well, so what? I mean, most of the restaurants aren't even open. Oh, well, Mickey D's and Jerk in the Box and Taco Smells and, you know, all these places, they're open for drive-thru. But it's questionable as to whether some of those burgers are made out of beef anyway. Hundreds of plants in the Americas are still running. The staggering acceleration of supply disruption, however, is now raising questions over global shortfalls. Taken together, the U.S., Brazil, and Canada account for about 65% of all the world meat trade. Of course, in China and Koreas and places like that, they eat bats, they eat dogs. Oh, you think I'm kidding? Come on. How many of you folks out there serve time in Nam? Boy, they sure treated dogs real well, didn't they? Yeah, did you ever go downtown? And, oh, look at this, I can get a burger at this Vietnamese-owned little place. Yeah, they were dog. I've had them. Didn't know it was a dog, but I suspected it probably was. All of this is unprecedented. These words from Brett Stewart, president of the Denver-based consulting firm Global AgriTrends. He says it's a lose-lose situation where we have producers at the risk of losing everything and consumers at the risk of paying higher prices. Restaurants in a week could be out of fresh ground beef. The good news is that if and once this pandemic fades, things should get significantly better for the industry. But the bad news is we're probably going to be facing elevated prices for a very long time to come. In fact, the price of U.S. wholesale beef just set a brand new record. The price of wholesale pork surged 29% last week. Now, there are times that my granddaughter and I go shopping to a particular market we prefer. It's not the big grocery stores. It's affiliated. It's a Walmart neighborhood market. We like it. We know the people. They know us. You know, most people are in and out of that store in 20 minutes. So it's not like you're rubbing elbows with the sick and infamous. And I happen to be going by the meat section. First of all, I don't like what's happened to most of the chicken breasts that you buy. They're grossly enlarged, not just the breasts. These are, you know, filleted ones where you're just getting the meat. Because I use them for preparing certain things. And the size of them is just outrageous. But I saw that they had some 85% packages of ground beef. 95s are too fat free, and they're just a real pain in the butt to cook with and deal with. And I'm not talking about making hamburgers. I'm talking about sauces and stews and things that I like to do. And the other 76 or 75% meat is just way too much fat. Forget that. I'm not paying to get meat that just disintegrates because it's got so much fat in it. And yeah, I was surprised at the price of the packages I bought. But we needed them. We'll use them. I'm not worried about it. Because my wife, she gets it and makes a meatloaf right away. And her meatloaf makes me want to gag. And I got to say that quietly because she's in the other room. She does weird things to it, man. She used to make great meatloaf. I don't know what happened. Forget all the bread and the garbage you put in it. Crumble up Ritz crackers makes a far better, more tender meatloaf. And
but it's got too much salt in it.
Yeah, okay. So keep in mind, everything that's happening now is at a time when African swine flu fever has already killed one quarter of all the pigs in the world. When it comes to pork, the answer is kind of easy, though. Don't eat it. Pork's a highway to cancer, heart disease, a whole bunch of other very serious illnesses, and I don't understand why anybody would ever want to eat it. Well, this particular author is an uber-Christian, and I happen to like the guy and have a lot of respect for him, but I'm sorry. I like bacon. I like a good pork roast. I love a good quality pork chops, and they ain't easy to find anymore. The meat's all getting tough. It's just, I don't know what they're feeding these things. You know, GMO-fed junk, I guess. But the fact that we're also facing shortages of beef and chicken and turkey, this now becomes quite concerning. Hope you're stocked up, folks. But the truth is, there's plenty of chickens and turkeys out there at this moment, and a lot of them are two-legged, and they're walking around with clothes on, with masks on their face. Because of the plant shutdowns, a lot of growers don't have anyone to sell to right now. And as a result, millions of animals are being culled. Polite word for being killed. The Baltimore Sun reported that 2 million chickens were set to be culled across farms in Maryland and Delaware amid the coronavirus-related staff. They've heard the same story with pork and turkey and beef processing plants across the country. Reducing operations are shutting down related, and with the harvest chickens at the pace they planned for when placing those chicks in chicken houses several weeks ago before the strict social distancing rules went into effect. You know, somehow you've got to be able to train these chickens and turkeys not to, you know, rub elbows, stay at least 6 inches away, stuff like this. I think that it is a huge mistake to completely close all of these meat processing facilities. Hopefully many of them will reopen as soon as possible. But meanwhile, things are going to become increasingly difficult for you and I. Our families are going to suffer. Maybe this is a conspiracy to turn us all into vegans. I don't know. Don't get me started with my thing about, you know. Well, let's put it this way. There's an old saying about vegans. They're all vegetarians till they see a good-looking piece of meat. Don't try to make something out of that that is probably exactly what I meant. I'm sorry. All of this stuff, I got to find something to laugh about with all this. Because we're living in a messed-up sick society. So, we got too many people who lost their jobs. People are getting desperate. The National Guard's being deployed to food banks all over the nation. I had to go somewhere last week. When I went to my guy's place the other day to pick up silver and for shipping. Now, we're going to have a talk about silver in a few minutes. Because I did something on the air last night that is very unlike me. I just off the cuff, I got into a real quick so-called sales pitch, I hate the term, for some 1 ounce silver pieces, and got a couple of texts last night, got more texts this morning, completely sold out of my buddy's stock, everything. Got down to the end, I found I was two rolls of these South African Krugerrand 1 ounce silver pieces. And unbeknownst to me at the time, they're all brand new 2020s. They're just perfect in the rolls, everything. And I needed two more rolls. And I figured I'm going to have to call my guy back and say, I can't get that particular one, but I've replaced it with this one. I called my guy and said, is there any remote chance you've got a couple more rolls of that stuff left? He said, let me go look and see. And he went back and said, Jeff, I found three more rolls. I said, I'll take them all. So, that offer we made last night is gone. Now, I can replace it with something else. Same price, no problem. Still brand new, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. But it is so interesting. That's what my day has been like. I woke up at 6 this morning. I have not been able to wake up that early in forever. I slept well last night. I slept hard, didn't sleep long enough. And then I got up and went through 6.5 solid hours of nonstop phone calls, paperwork, back and forth, making sure we had product here, there, and everywhere. But I went anyway. So I went to my guy the other day to pick up the 10th-ounce silver pieces. And I'm coming back. I saw that this whole line of cars, there's a sign out, free food. What do you mean free food? No, they weren't cooking food. They were putting packages of food together for people to take home to their families. And yet the food banks are running short. And they're on TV every night begging for contributions of food or money so they can buy the food, something. You think this coronavirus garbage is the worst thing we're ever going to face? It ain't even close to the worst thing we're going to face. So if fear of this pandemic is causing this much of a disruption to our supply chains, what's going to happen when a crisis that is far more severe comes along? No, we're not going to see a full return to normal. And maybe later this year there might be a window of opportunity to prepare for the events of 2021 and beyond. And, well, all we can do is encourage each and every one of you to take a full advantage of these opportunities. Well, what do you see coming in 2021? I don't know, people. I ain't there yet. They're already talking about the potential of second rounds of this stuff. Do you get it? It ain't good. Wall Street had a relatively blah day today. Dow Jones down 32 and a quarter, I'm sorry, to close at 24,101. S&P 500 was off 15 at 28.63. NASDAQ down 122 points. NASDAQ seems to be the one that is the most volatile percentage-wise in most instances. They closed down at 86.07. Global Dow's up 2 and a quarter. Who cares? Oil, oh my God, oil had a big day, up 99 cents, still at $13.33. I finally saw a gas price down to $2.17 here today. And yet you've got places in Texas at 99 cents. 99 cents a gallon. Come on, man. Get out those bell bottoms again. You know, a little bit of poof on the hair and the beard and just get a little bit rowdy, man. It's like the 70s again. Cheap gas. Well, late 70s. 29 cents was 1970. Crazy. Just insane. So what the metals do? Who cares? It doesn't matter anymore. Rhodium, which just a month ago was sitting at $11,000 an ounce, is down to $4,000. One of the reasons for it is they ain't selling no cars, man. The car dealerships are going to bring a potential car to your door to look at. Well, how are you going to know what, you know, what's the color? What's this? What's you're going to go do a test drive and they'll take your trade-in car out and drive it. And everybody's got to wear rubber gloves and little masks and don't get snooty and snotty and sneeze on the car or anything else. Cars ain't being sold. Ford announced today they had a $2 billion loss in the last quarter. Palladium down $6 today at $1,849. Platinum, God knows how it's holding where it is, minus $1 today at $769. Silver down 3 cents at $15.13 an ounce. And gold off $8.20 at $1,703.30. And yet, it's a bloody joke. You can't buy an ounce of silver for anywhere near spot. Same thing with gold. One of the guys told me the other day, the cost of a 1 ounce gold American Eagle, my cost, is now $150 over spot. Woo! Yeah. Well, it's all bats to me. Did you know? You know, many years ago, our government began to, the U.S. Mint began to issue some custom design quarters, 25 cent pieces, you know, the George Washington quarter. And their first distribution was the states. And so all the various states over a period of years would have been depicted on the back of a quarter. They came out with X number of them a year. And then they started doing some other things. I've lost track because I don't care. They've got no, all they've got is spending power. they have no real value to them. There's no silver in them. There's no gold in them, of course. It's all copper and zinc. I mean, beautiful strikes, really kind of neat. Well, guess what? This year, in the year 2020, and there's a theory about this particular coin. This is a Washington quarter. But there's been theories that have been advanced to explain the origins of this COVID-19 coronavirus that emerged in Wuhan, China. In late 2019, ranging from the prosaic finding that it was merely a natural mutation to the conspiratorial claim that it was a bioweapon created in a Chinese laboratory. But one of the discussed possibilities was that the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus originated in bats and made the jump from bats to humans through an intermediate species. That species being human beings who over in China apparently eat bats. So one of the more far-fetched conspiratorial takes on the coronavirus origins held that the issuance of the new quarter in 2020, which, by the way, pictures bats on the backside of that quarter, was supposed to be a clue indicating that COVID-19 was government-made as part of a plot to kill the masses and start a new world. Well, I'm sure it's far-fetched, folks, but you know what? Nothing surprises me any longer. If you want to see a really good image of that, go to Morgana Precious Metals when you have an opportunity. We've got a marvelous picture and image up there of both the obverse and the reverse of the coin. And, yeah, it's got bats on it. Oh, Lord. We are in so much trouble. Who the heck was it? Who was in the movie Singing in the Rain? Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds, and Donald, I can't think of his last name. And he sang a song in here called Make 'em Laugh. Maybe I should get that song out here and just put little cuts in there like that once in a while. It is the reality of the times we live in. Obviously, there's massive conspiracies that all of this is designed and developed to bring Trump down. Now Trump's taken a couple of days off, but he's back before the stupid press today. Somebody asked him a question that he did a superb job of answering, and then he had to find a way to bring himself into it. Shut up, Donald. Just shut your mouth. And he just can't do it. He's going to be his own undoing if he doesn't stop this. Another rumor I heard today is that by July the 4th, Joe Biden will no longer be on the ticket. I think that with all these rape allegations or these sexual harassment allegations that have come out, the fact that Biden is just an absolute bumbling idiot, the other fact that Hillary came out today and supported Biden officially, oh, what took you so long, Hillary? I'm sure she's on the weights machine trying to, you know, tighten up her flabby body. I've suspected this for a long time. I don't think that Biden is going to ultimately be on that ticket for the election this year. And, but who's it going to be? Who knows? Maybe it'll be Stacey Abrams. Amazing. End of the line, people. End of the line. Steve Forbes has come out and says government stupidity is going to bring new gold price highs. But then he goes on to say, but gold's still just a piece of metal. But then goes on to say, regardless of how bad the economic fallout from COVID-19 and subsequent government response will be, one thing is clear, gold will retain its status as a hedge asset and is a must-own in every investor's portfolio. Those words from Steve Forbes. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. How does it just come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does it just come about? A dollar in, a dollar out.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse out of every
home. He said, wait, why you talk rocket man? You talk about me in North Korea.
Oh, I did this for some funky jokes. I don't think about Kim Jong-un in that name, and my wife kept saying, what the hell are you talking about? I've forgotten about it, that they called him this early on. There is a story that I read a couple hours ago. The source is suspect, but there's a claim that the guy may not, in fact, be dead. He has a history of disappearing for 2-3 weeks at a time, and nobody seems to know where he's at. And this time of the year happens to be the was his father's birthday, who was the previous ruler in North Korea. But that due to the coronavirus pandemic, that he may have just disappeared and gone into hiding. Of course, then there's all the suspicions that his sister probably cut his off and cut his Schlossen off or something, and she's going to take over. But there seems to be no move in that direction. So I decided to pull up, you know, Elton John's Rocket Man for what the heck reasons. The other thing is, and I'd forgotten to mention this, there is, and because I don't watch the stupid television, I haven't had it on, my wife hasn't been around to have it on, allegedly Trump was going to sign an executive order today keeping meat processing plants open. I don't know if that's taken place or not, but, you know, we'll see what happens with all this. Because if you've got meat processing plants that have been affected by those who've been, you know, found to have virus or whatever the case may be. Just got an email from Dr. E, and I was quite aware of this, but there are some 27 oil tankers anchored off California. And I guess they've got full loads. They've got nowhere to unload it. Singapore has shut down their entire oil industry. So does that mean we're not shipping anything to Singapore, or are we bringing oil in from Singapore now? I don't know. The whole thing is nuts. The whole world's gone insane. Let's briefly talk a little bit, kind of pick up on where we left off. I was talking about the silver situation. As I mentioned, gold and silver are outrageously priced right now. It's called supply and demand. Spot has absolutely no meaning any longer. Not at present time. At some point in the future, I'm sure it will again. It is a guide and only a guide. Spot figures traditionally deal with what paper contracts sell for. You want a contract for 10,000 ounces of silver or 5,000 ounces of gold or whatever the case may be. You're never going to take delivery of it. You're gambling it's going to go up or down, or you're betting against it or for it or whatever. And that's what those contracts sell for. There is a story that came out today that one of the major banks, a major bank over in Europe, one that's been dealing with precious metals since the 1600s, is basically shutting it all down. They're no longer going to deal with it. And if I can find that story, I'll share it with you before we get out of here tonight. But I did something highly unusual on a Monday night, which is interesting because that takes me back a quarter of a century ago. When I was working with Robbie Noel at a company called Viking International Trading, I was the new kid on the block. So once they felt ready to go ahead and give me my own program, they gave me Monday nights, worst night of the week. Nobody would ever respond to advertisements on Monday night except when I did them. And the response blew everybody's mind. So little by little, we all started, you know, intermixing and doing stuff. And I'd come on and do other programs with them, sometimes on my own. So last night I came on and just kind of briefly spent a few minutes talking about these 1 ounce South African Krugerrand silver coins that I had access to. And it is interesting to me in the modern world. I don't necessarily get phone calls because I'm emphasizing the text situation. A lot of times I can see a text, respond to it a lot faster than I can get into my voicemail, answer a call, get back to people, etc. And I had some responses last night, and overnight as the rebroadcast ran, I started getting more responses. Well, I actually went to bed reasonably early last night, woke up around midnight, was up for an hour and a half, 2 hours, went back to bed. And son of a gun, woke up at 6 o'clock this morning. And I felt pretty good. Took my freaking, you know, supplements and all the junk that I do and imbibe and all that good stuff and made a pot of coffee. And I'm learning this new coffee my granddaughter got me is just so unbelievable. It's amongst the darkest, strongest grounds that I've ever had. And I can actually use less of them. But I like a dark coffee. So I started going back and forth with texting and everything else, and I finally had to get a hold of my guy who opened up at 8 o'clock and said, "Hey, this is what I need. Can you do it?" He says, "Yeah." He said, but yesterday after you left and after we talked, he said somebody came in and bought 800 of them, 800 ounces, which is more than I thought the guy said he had. But it's okay. So he had enough to take care of our order. But then I got a call from a text from my friend John. And John says, Jeff, I'll go ahead and take two of those. And I'm a little spooked because I'm not sure I can get them. But I said, okay, no problem. I'll take the order. One way or the other, I would have taken care of them. So got a hold of my guy and said, do me a favor. Can you go in the back and see, you know, if you still got two of them laying around, somebody missed. He came back and said, I found three. I said, I'll take them all. So I've got everybody covered who placed orders today. And all but one of them are RBN listeners. So this really affected people, and they jumped on it. I mean, the fact that I was, you know, a couple of dollars lower than, you know, some $30, $35 lower than what one of the biggest companies in the country is selling the same package for, that certainly is nice. But we sold out of those. So, you know, unfortunately, at present time, I can't get Krugerrands. They've got more on order, but we don't know when they're going to come in. We don't know what price, nothing. So I will not take an advance order on a someday it's going to show up type thing. So I talked to my guy today and said, look, what else have we got? He's got two other options as far as newly minted 1 ounce silver bullion rounds. All 999 fine, just amazing stuff. I've seen one of them. I have not seen the other. But now that he told me what it was, I don't want it anyway. But they happen to be silver rounds. They're somewhat Disney-related and all that stuff. I guess it goes back with a 90-year celebration thing, Disney and his work in the early films and all that. I don't really care about that. What I found out is they were actually selling for exactly the same thing that we did last night with the South African Krugerrands. So if you're looking to add some silver to your holdings, and I had a young man that got a hold of me this morning that is like 21, and he wants to start out with about $2,500 going into gold. And so we went back and forth all day, and he said, I don't think I'm going to do anything today, but I just want to talk a bit. And very interesting guy to talk with. He said most people his age look at him like he's nuts. And so he just kind of goes about his business and keeps doing what he's doing and taking care of what he needs to take care of. And my last comment to him was, don't forget silver. With what may well be coming, keep in mind that silver is going to put some food on your table. You know, the old adage, you buy silver to sell, meaning spend, and you buy gold to hold. Gold becomes your long-term savings. That's your major big-time emergency stuff. But when it, you know, you're going to be able to convert it into whatever kind of currency, or you're going to find somebody that's going to willingly accept gold or silver. Come on, if I walked into a car dealership and wanted to pay $40,000 for a brand new car or something, you think if I walked up to the owner of the place, you know, a family-owned business, and said, all right, here's the deal, pal. I got all this gold. How many ounces will you accept for this car? I guarantee it will come to a negotiation, and he'll very quietly shut up and take it home. So look, if you're looking to add some silver to your holdings, do give me a call. The package was, and I forgot to ask my guy a key question. The South African Krugerrands were 25 ounces to a roll, which came to $575 plus the shipping. Now, if it turns out that the other rounds are only 20 ounces to a roll, then we take the 575 divided by 25, multiply it times 20, and we'll come up with a price. And let me make it simple and do that for you right now. I did not even think to ask, okay? Times 20. That would make a roll $460. That would be for a 20 round package plus the shipping. And the shipping will cost $12 for up to four rolls. If it goes over four rolls, we've got to bump it to $18. But you could buy 100 rolls, and it's going to be that $18 figure. So, interesting stuff. Best way to reach me will be via cell, 602-799-8214. You can call that number. If you happen to have my old business line, it'll forward to the cell phone. You can also text me to that line. Just if you're texting me for the first time, just say, hi, this is Jerry or Bob or Susie or whatever your first name is, And if you give me any one of those three names, I'm going to know you're pulling my string. Okay? So let's have fun with it. What else is going on in the news today? Another interesting comment. Two words that will send gold prices higher: debt monetization. Because the game continues to go on, my friends. Might be the story for the next 10 or 20 years. How far can we go down this road of monetary financing? If you lower the level of currency, everything else kind of rises relatively. You can play that game yourself or with yourself that your wealth really isn't being eroded, but it is. Come on. Think about it. 1970, an ounce of gold was worth $35 an ounce. Gasoline was 29 cents when I got out of Vietnam. 29 cents a gallon. Oh, excuse me, 29.9. I always love that little game they play. They just round it off. Quit playing head games with people. It's so stupid. Now gold is whatever it happens to be, $1,500, $1,600, $1,700. And gasoline was over $3, and now it's down to this. It's just the game people play is just sickening to me. Don't play a game that your wealth has not been eroded, because it has. Those are the reasons for owning gold and silver. Oh, an interesting story. Well, think about all that's been going on here, because it's starting to become a trend. Over the past few weeks, state governments across the land of the free and home of the knave have been feverishly proposing new legislation that will virtually guarantee that the entire insurance industry will be wiped out. The root of the issue has to do with something called business interruption insurance. Business interruption is a pretty common type of insurance that's designed to protect business owners against a number of risks. And boy, these risks have come to pass today, baby. Think about it in these terms. It's smaller. So the Indy 500 comes around, what, Memorial Day? How many cars are in that track at the same time? Now, some of you may know the answer. I don't. But think about it. Are there 30, 40 cars on the track at the same time? They're all insured. They're all a business. Every one of those cars is a business, right? But what happens if there's a massive car pileup and all 40 cars are totaled out? They're all wiped out. There's nothing left of the cars. Oh, the drivers all died too, because it was a huge explosion. It all caught on fire and none of the drivers would get out. Whew. Man, how much money do you get paid out on that deal? Kind of spooky. Of course, I suppose the government could step in and help bail them out. The government can only bail out so much. Oh, that's right, though. They've got the U.S. Treasury Department. They can just keep on printing, baby. I once had a roll of toilet paper that was made up of, well, it was made to look like $100 bills. Well, you catch my drift. You'll wonder where the greenbacks went when you flush it down with, well, you never mind. So let's see, we got, oh, what's this? Oh, I'd forgotten that with all this stimulus, what a horrible name, stimulus. It's like momentary satisfaction. You know, you've gone out for a dinner with your lady or your man. It's this marvelous romantic dinner, and you come home, and one thing leads to another, a little wine, a little scotch, whatever the case may be, and pretty soon the bed sheets are getting thrown all over the place, and you spend all these hours for what comes down to moments or seconds of ecstatic pleasure, which is exactly what happens when all this money gets handed out with the stimulus. And the Fed is back to the same old bait and switch, baby. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve issued a press release, which on the surface made it sound like the Fed is going to make full disclosure on where its trillions of dollars in money created out of thin air was going. But unfortunately, upon closer inspection, the Fed was saying it would only release the names and details of its programs where the taxpayer is putting up the money to absorb the losses. Oh, so the $1,200 that we received from the Gov as a thank you for being, you know, they don't want us getting hurt too bad. And you got $1,200 for the husband, $1,200 for the wife, $500 apiece for little rugrats, little kitties, however it works out. Or $250 apiece, I don't know. Oh, yeah, well, it's okay, now it makes sense, I understand. And we get all that money, but you see, that is a bribe to us to make us happy that our tax money is going to go to support other people. Now, I came across something which I maybe will share tomorrow about how all of this money that's getting kicked back to us, how it's not going to be taxable. It's not going to come out of our tax returns for the 2020 filing. Quite an interesting piece. I don't know if it was being facetious or if it was serious, but there's an awful lot of reference back to the IRS. So why in the world would the government just say, well, we're going to send you a present because really in the long haul, we're going to screw you with higher taxes. You're going to pay higher prices for beef and toilet paper at the pump. At the grocery store. Well, that's where they're pumping us, but that's another story. Look, I realize I've been a little bit on the vulgar side today. Sometimes that's how you've got to hit the nail on the head. Okay? Yeah. And, of course, finally, get ready. Because here comes that massive price inflation right from the comfort of your living room. Remember this whole thing about paid to sit at home and do nothing? Well, it's starting, and it's starting in earnest. First of all, the government's going to throw a crap ton of money at this problem, and the government's really only getting started. We've already seen approximately $3,000 stimulus checks sent out to families, and they've bailed anybody and everybody out on Wall Street who's buddy-buddy with the Fed and its market riggers. We're on the second round of small business relief, and that's not all. That's right, but there's more. Yes, my friends, there's more. And we're not going to get into that with you today. We're going to kind of leave it hanging. But I'm seeing more and more articles that people say, wait a minute. We just sat home for a couple of weeks and the government sent us $2,000 or $3,000. And hey, this sitting at home getting like a fat check from the government is pretty cool, man. Why do I want to be working? Because it ain't guaranteed every month for the rest of your life, you dumb idiot. And for those who actually believe it, I'm angry that people are getting that money. I'm sorry. There are those who deserve it and need it. There are others that do not. I mean, so let's see. We get that money, which we did get. And you couldn't deny it. You couldn't say, no, take this back. We don't want it. And my wife is now out of work since March, and maybe she'll go back to work in late July, August, but I got a sneaking suspicion maybe not. And by the way, go to metropolis.cafe tonight. We've posted more articles up there about homeschooling. There are some amazing things beginning to happen at home. Families are beginning to live together once again. They're beginning to talk with one another. Kids are getting things done in a couple of hours that would normally take them a week to get done at school, and they're gaining more out of it. I told you there's something positive going to come out of this. This is the biggest stronghold we've got right now, is taking control of our children once again and never giving them back to the public school system. So anyway, we get our $3,000, bunch of fat cats sit back. So, you know, my wife's not going to have pay. Maybe she's going to get unemployment. Maybe she's not. You can't just keep getting paid from both sides of the aisle, man. But this is how people are starting to think about things, saying, well, hell, I don't want to go back to work. Man, I'll deal with that when the time comes. Right now I can sit back, I can get fat with my woman, I can watch TV, I can play games, whatever I want to do. It's unbelievable. Yeah, rock and roll with it, brother. Anyway, look, don't forget, if I can help you out with a silver situation, you've got some questions, do give me a call. Send me a text. Yeah, you got it. 602-799-8214. Yeah, we can go with the short one tonight. That's fine. I'm on a roll tonight. I don't know why. I crashed for 2 hours this afternoon and got back up, and I'm sitting there grogged out, man. I don't want to go on. I don't want to do this show. I've actually had some fun doing this one today. I hope you've had a few laughs out of it, too. I'm sure a few of you have raised your eyebrows like, well, what direction is he going in? It's okay. Sometimes we got to do this stuff. Sometimes maybe it's, I've been doing so much darkness in the broadcast and the presentations that I find at the end of an hour, I'm physically and emotionally drained. In many cases, I finish those programs horribly depressed. I cannot allow depression to take over my life. I've got enough issues to deal with. So watch out for that price inflation. And if you think the prices aren't going to go up at Amazon and the rest of these places, you're nuts, because you're going to pay the higher prices. Yeah, it gives new meaning to the term stick-to-itiveness. Yeah, they stuck it to us, all right. And we may never come out of this. We're never going to see normalcy again. Some of that could be good. Much of it's going to have to do with how we turn it around. Deal with it within your own family first. If you've got the time, make the time. Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for being with us. And have a pleasant one. Go have some conversations about some of the things we discussed here tonight. See you tomorrow. Do you think we have time? These are the days of the open hand. We will not be the last. Look around now. These are the days of the beggars and the choosers. This is the year of the hungry man, whose place is in the past. Hand in hand with the ignorance and legitimate excuses. The rich declare themselves poor, and most of us are not sure if we have it too much, but we're taking our chances, say. I sang 20 years and a day, but nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flame. It's hard to love, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope when there is no hope to speak out. In the wounded skies above, say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.